listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I'd like to speak to you about God's covenant of salt. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, which says this. All the heave offerings of the holy things, which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and to your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. It's been said that the Bible is like a pool in which both a child can wade and an elephant can swim. The Bible is an inexhaustible treasury of understanding and inspiration, and sometimes wonderful nuggets can be mined with just a little observation. Numbers chapter 18, verse 19 is a good example of this. The context is all about the responsibility of the people of Israel to support the priests. It describes how the priests were supported by a combination of tithes, gifts, and sacrifices. The principle that a portion of the sacrifice belonged to the priest was so important and so permanent that God called it a covenant of salt. Now, the idea of a covenant is important in the scriptures, but you may have never heard of a covenant of salt before. It's only mentioned three times in the scriptures. Besides Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, we see a mention of Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13, speaks of the salt of the covenant and how every sacrifice had to include salt. And 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5 is the other passage. It says this, "Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt?" So, what is the connection between covenant and salt? I can think of a few ways. First of all, salt speaks of permanence. Long before we used refrigeration and freezing to keep things, people preserved meats by salting them. A covenant of salt is a lasting covenant. It will remain the same because it is based on the words of a great God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have to worry that God will one day change his mind about us. We have a covenant of salt with him. As a preservative, salt stops the normal operations of flesh, you could say. It's the nature of flesh to spoil, but salt-cured meat will stay good. When we come before God, we don't have to come in our own spoiled flesh. We come in the name of Jesus on the basis of his merits, not our own. We can only be preserved by the constant work of God in us, that covenant of salt. Secondly, salt speaks of purity. As a chemical compound, apparently, I'm no expert in this, but I read that salt can't change. Salt has an inherent purity. A covenant of salt reflects some of the purity and holiness of God's great covenant with us. There is nothing even vaguely tainted or improper about God's covenant dealings. When it comes to sacrifice, God wanted every sacrifice brought before him to come from a pure heart. Some of what we do for God is from impure motives. We should ask God to give us the purest of motives, that is, gratitude and his glory. Significantly, salt itself cannot change, but it can be corrupted by what people or what things are added to it. When our motives are impure, it often isn't because we don't care about God's glory, but because we add to that care concerns about our own glory and prestige. Let your life be seasoned, by the purity of salt, and remember the beautiful purity of his covenant with us. So, preservation, preciousness, purity. And now thirdly, salt speaks of preciousness. Salt was an expensive, valued commodity in the ancient world. Roman soldiers were sometimes paid in salt. This is where we get our phrase, he's worth his salt. God's covenant of salt with us is a precious covenant, and he paid the entire price for it. We need to regard it as a precious thing, even though it comes to us freely. When someone comes to sacrifice, adding salt to every sacrifice was a way to make each offering to God a little more costly, a little more precious. We need to put our best into everything and give everything unto God. When we appreciate the great covenant God makes with us in Jesus Christ, the new covenant, seeing that it is permanent, it's pure, and it's precious, it's a covenant of salt, then our life is filled with a gratitude for the past, present, and future. We see that every day is a gift that we can and should give to God. It's proper that we season our day with this understanding of the purity God wants us to walk in, of the preserving work he wants to do in us, and with the precious nature of each moment that we can give to God. Even a sacrifice given to God is precious if it is seasoned with salt. So friend, why don't you be salty for God's glory today and live and walk in his covenant of salt and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.